This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. I spoke with Cal Chang, the director for Brunswick Little Theater's production of Smokey Joe's Cafe on stage in June. I asked Cal how he became a theater director.
Well, that happened quite a long time ago. So I lived in New York for a long time. And what I did was I had been taking classes in Manhattan, dance classes, and I have done and performed in a number of shows. And I decided to go into education. It just evolved. I went from dancing to choreography and then to directing, which I've been doing for over 35 years. I have worked with schools, I work with community and regional theater, and I've done choreography for cabaret acts in Manhattan. So that's my background, essentially.
Have you worked with Brunswick Little Theater before?
I did Shrek with them 2 years ago. However, we performed that show at Odell Williamson at the community college. They are in the process of buying this building, an old church. It's a very intimate venue. I'd say it seats about 88. And this is a full-fledged musical where, you know, we're going to have a five-piece band on stage and 10 actors and actresses. I'm working with an amazing set construction person, and we have basically transformed that theater into what looks like a New York tenement. It's very cool. Very cool.
So tell me about Smokey Joe's Cafe.
Oh, it's a great review. It's a great musical review. Lieber and Stoller are the two songwriters, and they wrote prolifically in the 50s and 60s. Wonderful music. And it's stuff that, well, I personally grew up with, and probably my generation. I would say it's the root of rock and roll. It is just, they wrote for the Drifters, the Coasters, all those boy groups at that time, 50s and 60s. They wrote for Elvis Presley. There are songs like Love Potion Number 9, There Goes My Baby, Loving You for Elvis Presley, Hound Dog. There's so many. So it is really a show that is going to be, will bring my generation back, you know, very nostalgic. But I think it's good for the younger generation to see where rock and roll, from whence it came. It's music that really gets you going. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
Is there dancing?
Yes.
And you choreographed it?
Yes.
Tell me about the dancing.
Well, if you think about the boy groups and the backup groups, that's basically the dancing. So it's not all-out dancing, although there are two numbers that really require more dance. But it's just like background doo-wop type movements. We built fire escapes in the building, so they're what we call fire escape dancing. And it was a challenge because most of the men don't have that background. And they worked very hard to make it look precise, and they pretty well succeeded. Michael Stringer is my musical director, and he conducts the band and has worked with the Pitt Band, but has really worked with all of the actors. Luckily, my men belong to barbershop quartets and things, so the harmonies came fairly easily to everybody.
The biggest challenge was to get those barbershop men to dance.
To dance. And they're just loving it right now. I hope they're listening.
That was Cal Chang, director of Smokey Joe's Cafe at Brunswick Little Theater, on stage this weekend and next. Online tickets are sold out, but there may be a few tickets out there at the Sugar Confections in Shallotte or Ricky Evans Art Gallery in Southport. Good luck, and find details at whqr.org.